do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
Pope Francis has been trending since yesterday when a documentary that he appeared in premiered, and in the film, he expresses support for same-sex civil unions. His quote was that homosexuals have a right to be a part of the family, they're children of God, and have a right to a family. Nobody should be thrown out or be made miserable because of it, and what we have to create is a civil union law. That way, they are legally covered. And this is the first time that he has expressed approval of same-sex civil unions as a pope. It's a departure, obviously, from the stance of the Vatican, and so a lot of people are praising his comments as a major step forward in the church's support for LGBTQ people. I mean, a lot of people weren't expecting to see the Pope trending alongside same-sex marriage yesterday.
That's huge. A very big one, yeah.
Huge news.
That's yeah, this was really big news. I had even a few friends who are from Catholic families who are gay, and their parents reached out kind of jokingly and said, "Does this mean you're going to come back to church?"
Answer?
Yeah, they said no.
Okay.
They're still waiting to see what happens. I mean, appearing in a documentary is good. You know, you see what happens after that. So, anyways, but big news for the Pope yesterday. Former New York City mayor turned personal lawyer for President Trump, Rudy Giuliani, also had a big day yesterday. He's trending for being caught with his pants down, or at least undone, in the new Borat movie, which is set to be released tomorrow. This is Borat 2. And everyone keeps saying that the most shocking scenes you'll ever imagine are going to be included in this film. I've seen no shortage of comedians and writers and people in Hollywood saying that they just cannot believe the things that he has done in this movie. And one of them is this moment with Rudy Giuliani. So what happens in the film, the scene that's going viral right now, is a young woman is posing as a reporter and she's interviewing him regarding Trump's response to the coronavirus. So this is how they get him on camera. And this is how we get him to sign, you know, an appearance release and do this in the first place. So what happens is she invites him back to a hotel bedroom for drinks. And his version of the story is that he was tucking in his shirt after taking off the recording equipment. Oh. And so what happens is you see him and he's lying, like reclined on a bed. Uh-huh. And in the still image that starts making the rounds, he has his hands down his pants because it looks like he's undone his shirt and he's tucking his shirt in. I mean, it looks just so awkward. And the woman who's in the film, who's posing as a reporter, her role in the film is to play Borat's teenage daughter. And so what happens, in keeping with the comedy, is as Rudy Giuliani is alone in this hotel room with her with his pants down, Sacha Baron Cohen runs in the room and starts shouting, "She's 15, she's too old for you.
She's too old for you." That's actually very funny.
And so it just is this cringy moment that you cannot imagine having the president's personal lawyer involved in this kind of gotcha moment with a comedian. And now there's no shortage of people who are wondering, look at if Borat could get this kind of information on him.
Yeah.
What do other people have on him? It has not been terribly reassuring for people who see him as close to the leader of the U.S. So we'll say that. And, you know, look, we'll have to see the full context of the clip and of the moment.
Oh,
and
the full context will be even worse.
I mean, maybe. We'll find out tomorrow.
What's the lead up? Okay.
What's the lead up? Yeah. So anyways. And we've got the presidential debate happening tonight. So that's going to be happening tonight at 9 p.m. We'll see if the new rules that they've put in place about cutting their microphones allows for a little bit less over-talking, a little less interrupting. And also big news here in Canada yesterday, we just avoided having our own snap election. So that will not be happening. That vote took place and the motion was defeated 180 to 146. So no election. On top of everything else we're dealing with, Canadians, you don't have to worry about an election.
Oh,
so
that's good. That's good.
Yeah. Nicely
it's
done.
A relief, actually.